Hi, this is Rich Hendon, and this was the Yourcash Toolbox conference call that was recorded on February 22, 2012. However, we started the recording process immediately after the introduction, so when the recording begins in just a second, you'll be listening to John Richards, one of the most, if not the most, currently successful person in cash tracking system, talking about Yourcash Toolbox and also giving some helpful pointers.
Okay, I was actually invited to the program now over 2 years ago. And when I was actually invited by a friend of mine here in Indianapolis. I'm sure all of you know him, but I won't mention any names tonight. But anyway, he was invited by a stay-at-home mother named Deborah, who was doing about $40,000 a month. You know, so we got in a pretty good position with leads and the system that we were using, so we just followed that. And that's where I got introduced to Yourcash Toolbox. So I've really, from the beginning, I never really knew of any other leads, but I didn't know how blessed I was because of the leads we were using. We started out, we followed a system. We ran 6,000 leads a week, and that's all I knew. I said, this guy told me, he says, run 6,000 leads a week, and, you know, within 4 to 6 weeks, this thing will be rolling. And it happened exactly that way. In my fourth week, I started getting at least two people a week. In fact, my fourth week, I got two people, and in my fifth week, I was able to get two people, and my sixth week, I got two people, and two of my receiving lines got a person, and then it was rolling, and I ended up, my first year in this program, I was able to do, multiple six figures. I don't know if I should tell exactly what I've done, but multiple six figures. And I really, like I said, I didn't know of any other lead sources out there. I have tried the phone verified leads, and I think anything you do, you have to be consistent long enough to get a result. And, the phone verified leads to me were just a total waste of time. I mean, because I wasn't able to find anybody that had, because if I'm going to promote a program, I want to promote a program to people that can afford to do the program. And that's one of the great things about Yourcash Toolbox. And I've got other people out there in my organization that's used other leads. And in fact, just recently, they're using some leads where they're getting like 40,000 leads for $900 or something. And, so they're saying, hey, I'm running 15,000 leads a week, but they're only getting 6 or 8 people to the website. Well, just last week, I ran 4,000 leads from Yourcash Toolbox and got 31 people to the website. So far, I've had one sign up, and I've got at least two more. I'm not really sure exactly what all you want me to share, but I've only used these leads. So, I think I'm very fortunate. And the best thing about these leads is the prospects can afford to do our program. If you're out promoting to, and this other lead source, I think they're just, home business leads. So nobody can afford to do the program. Everybody you call, they can't afford to do, the $3,500 or $6,500. So everybody's wanting to do $500. And if they want to do $500, they can't afford to even buy leads. And I don't really want prospects like that. So I guess the biggest thing that I like about Rich's leads, and another thing is Rich listens. I don't know if any of you have ever had a chance to talk to Rich. I mean, I'll call him and I'll ask him questions, and he gives me advice, and he takes everything you say to him, and he'll go out back and improve his program. Over the last 2 years, I mean, he's come up with subscriptions, which is really great. He's comes up with referral fees, which is really great. And again, like I said, I have people within my group, they're out there flapping in the wind, using other leads, and I tell them, I say, and I've used some other leads, so I'm not going to say I haven't, but I was just amazed, that just recently I had the results I had. And one of the things you're going to get used to, and I don't care whose lead you're going to use, and I know I heard this a lot about Yourcash Toolbox. Hey, I've got a lot of people telling me, that I went on the do not call list, they're going to sue me. You're going to get that with every lead. You're going to get people tell you they're going to kill your dog. I mean, that's just the way it is. You're going to have to get used to it. As you go through it, I mean, I've had people send me the worst emails in the world. But, the very next call is somebody that will join for $3,500 or $6,500. So I guess if I could give one big piece of advice is to get on a plan that you're going to stay consistent with. And to me, that's, like I said, 6,000 leads a week. Now, because if you're going to run 12,000 or 16,000, I mean, you're talking a lot of marketing money there. You know, so 6,000 leads a week is generated me a lot of money in 2 years. And, you know, it gives me about 100 people to call. And, you know, my ultimate goal is usually to get 12 to 15 people to the website from that. But like I said, I ran 4,000 leads last week and I got 31 people to the website. So I think that right now, I think maybe, you know, the recession is breaking a little bit in this, or maybe more people are looking. And very receptive. In fact, I didn't have any do not calls. And, you know, so, again, the service. Another thing I would say, you know, that's really good about your Cash Toolbox compared to some of the others is their service. You can email them and, you know, I've emailed them before. I've ordered my leads on a Monday and I was wanting to run. You know, I'm a little bit of a procrastinator. And, you know, I've ordered leads and I've had my leads and minutes, you know, loaded pretty much within an hour, you know, so that's another big positive if you're like me and you procrastinate to the last minute. But just staying consistent, you're going to have to stay consistent 4 to 6 weeks. You know, don't think this is going to happen in the first 2 weeks. Now, it can, but that's usually luck. That's not being consistent. And, you know, consistency equals momentum equals results. I mean, that's the way I look at it. And, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, you should, if you stay 6,000 leads a week, week one, week two, week three for me, and the fourth week, two people from week one joined. My fifth week, two people from week one and week two joined. So you can see people's got to get their money together. You know, so don't expect this to be some kind of a get-rich-quick scheme and get frustrated, because what happens is, and I've got a guy, I'm not going to mention his name, Jimmy knows him. He came into the program, and he went out and he used surveyed leads and real-time leads, and he used phone-verified leads. He did this for 90 days. And then finally he came to me and he said, John, okay, tell me what I need to do. And I put him on a plan of attack where he used 6,000 leads a week, and his very next month he did 20 grand. So not sure what all you want me to say, Jimmy. You know, but that's
John,
kind of been...
I think you've covered pretty much everything. And I think everybody here probably knows John. He's definitely one of the most successful in the group, and Marita is probably the number two most successful person in the group. So I think they definitely cover the husband and wife team that make it.
Well, I'm here with Marita, so I'm going to say she's number one. So,
oh my God,
I don't want to be sleeping on the couch tonight. But I guess one of the, you know, I guess the biggest piece of advice that if I could give a big piece of advice is, lay out a plan, you know, and run consistently, you know, and run I'd say 6,000 leads a week. But I have one guy who's run, he had 6 hours a week that he could do this. So, you know, I said, well, let's do you 3,000 leads a week. So he was buying a set of leads every other week. And, you know, and it took him about 10 or 12 weeks, but now he's consistently, you know, doing 10 to 15,000 a month. You know, I know some of you say, well, you know, I've not got my first qualified. I don't even think it has to do anything with what you say to the prospect. You got to just do it enough. You know, you got to keep doing it. You know, people are going to tell you no. They're going to hang up on you. They're going to go to the website and never answer the phone again. You know, that's going to happen. You know, and another thing I started doing, and I think why I got so many people to the website last week, because, I mean, it blew me away. I'll be honest with you. 31 people to the website off of 4,000 leads really kind of blew me away. And a lot of good, I mean, I've got at least, like I said, another three or four of those people working. I'm sure it's going to sign up. But one thing I started doing is I give them the website, and then I also email them the website. And I don't use the back office email. That email is too lovey-dovey to me. I just said, hey, here's the website. Click on the link and go to the website. But sometimes you'll give somebody your website, and they'll try to get on it by Google. Well, they can't get on it by Google, or they'll try to go to the web browser and they put in a wrong letter and they're frustrated and they won't ever go back again. So I think you lose a lot of people that you're thinking is going to go to your website and they've done something maybe wrong. Maybe they spelled your website wrong. So what I'm doing now, every person I talk to live answer, I'll send them an email. I said, let me go ahead and get your email address. I'm going to send you over the link. In my subject line, it'll say website. And I just put that link in there, and I'm telling you, my website visits went through the roof last week, because if you're not getting people to the website, you know, I hear so many people say, well, you know, I made 150 calls last week. Well, how many people went to the website? Oh, I didn't get anybody. Well, well, you know, you got a problem there. You need to don't do that 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row. I mean, you know, you got to fix the problem. If you're not getting people a website, you're apparently saying something wrong. You know, so if you're running 6,000 leads a week, the least amount of people you should get to the website is 12. You know, and if you do 31, man, you're kicking butt. So anyway, hopefully that helps some people on the call.
You know, I think the point you made about consistency probably lends itself towards this subscription plan that Rich came up with. And it kind of forces you to be disciplined and consistent.
Well, one last thing on that also, Jimmy, is, and I've had so many people do this, and I'm sure you have too in your group, they'll run leads on a Tuesday, and they don't call them back till Friday. You can't do that. You got to call them when they're on an emotional high. So if you can't call your leads back, don't run your leads. You know, so if you're going to run leads on Tuesday, you should have time blocked out on Tuesday to make those calls. Don't run them on Tuesday and then call them back Wednesday or Thursday because they've already lost their emotional high. And, you know, so you want to catch somebody. If somebody leaves you a message and you call them back 2 days later, you might as well have took that money. You paid for those leads and threw it in the trash because you've lost all that. Or if you wait, you know, and another thing I started doing is I call people back 2 hours after they go to the website, even at night. Now, I don't like to work at night. I mean, I'm a little lazy getting into this program after a couple years ago. I don't work Fridays, weekends, that kind of thing. But if you call people back when they're on an emotional high, once they've just seen your program or they just listened to the message that your Cash Toolbox sent out, you know, the response is so much better. Plus, if you call somebody back after they've just left the message, so if I just run 3,000 leads and I got 10 or 12 messages there, I call them back. Most of those people are going to answer the phone. You wait 2 or 3 days later. First of all, they're not going to remember the message at all. And, you know, so that's another thing I think is really positive. You got to don't run your leads if you don't have time to call them today.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you what, I think this really helps, John, because Rich's intention on this call was to help all of us and share some information to make us more successful. So I appreciate that.
All right.
John, thank you so much. I know you're busy. I know you have another commitment to go to. And
well, I can answer a couple questions.
Here.
I got a couple more minutes if you want me to answer anybody's questions.
Well, I appreciate that, but we've got about an hour's worth of activity to go through in 20 minutes. So
okay, now, Jimmy said something about some free stuff. What's that about? No, I'm kidding.
Jimmy's going to tell you everything he knows. So,
all right, well, I got another 30 seconds, then. Go ahead, Jimmy.
God, have you been practicing stand-up? Is that what's going on here?
All right, well, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks, Rich. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you,
all right,
John.
Bye.
All right, folks, hey. My plan originally was to go ahead and let everybody introduce themselves, but I tell you what, we just got too many people on this call, and I know who you are, so... and when you come out and ask questions, then you can introduce yourself. But if we take the time to introduce another 60 people or so, I think we'll just be wasting the time. So what I'd like to do right now is just go ahead and get the time, the call started. So let me take this opportunity to once again introduce the founder and president of Your Cash Toolbox, Rich Hendon.
All right. Jimmy, I want to formally thank you for taking time to be the moderator tonight. It really makes my job a whole lot easier. And I know we have a long list of topics that need to be discussed in a short period of time. People are still joining, so I have to keep looking at my screen to allow them to be able to see my screen. But I want to let you know that I'm going to do my very best to try not to bore you with too many details, but I think there's some information here that really needs to be addressed to help you maximize your efforts with CTS and to also keep you out of trouble. Now, I want to state at this point that Your Cash Toolbox is not, nor has never formally been, joined with Cash Tracking System. We have an elite group of customers. Our customers are probably the most successful people in CTS. That's because they're smart, they're hardworking, and hopefully I can take a little bit of credit for their success. The only way a new customer can get in this group is if they're referred by an existing customer. I don't know if everyone on the call knew that. So that kind of gives you an edge. If someone else in cash tracking system finds out about me and they call, we ask them, well, who referred you to us? And if it's not one of our customers, we tell them, well, we're sorry, this is a closed group. You've got to be referred by one of our customers. So with that in mind and all the different things we need to discuss, Jimmy, where do you think we should start?
You know something, Rich, I don't think I even realized that. But, you know, that's a good question. Let's see, where should we start? Well, I'll tell you, I know that a lot of people that I talk to are concerned about the news they heard several days ago regarding the new auto dialing laws that were put in effect by the FCC. Why don't we just start there, and you know, perhaps you can tell us what happened, and more important, what's not happened, maybe.
Okay, that is a good point. Maybe not the most interesting place, but definitely very important. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC for short, they did pass some new regulations several days ago. However, these are regulations that were already enacted by the Federal Trade Commission, or FCC, and put into effect September 1, 2009. Now, I'm going to take all of us to a website that kind of explains this very clearly and takes care of any of the misunderstandings. So let me go there now. Again, can you see the chat window on here? I just want to make sure that it's not blocking the important stuff.
I don't
Jimmy?
See the chat window at all, to tell you the truth.
Okay, good. Then that's just something I'm seeing. All right. You can see FCC actions zaps robocalls.
Hey, Rich, can I interrupt just 1 minute?
Sure.
If you would, please. Folks, Rich, if you just give everybody the site one more time. I know you've done it by email, but we had about 30 people come on afterwards, and I don't know if everybody's on here or not.
Okay, if you want to be seeing what I'm looking at on the screen, you need to go to join.me, that's join.me, /Rich Hendon. That's RICHHENDIN. Should I say it again?
No, I think that's good enough.
Okay. A decision, and I'm looking right here, a decision made by the FCC, and I'm sorry, I keep having to let people come in on the screen, it's messing up my rhythm, will place new restrictions on automated phone calls, also known as robocalls. Under the new regs, some organizations will need to get explicit consent from consumers before targeting them with automated calls. Now, I want to skip down a little bit so that you can see the most important thing, because the FCC made it look like this was all brand new, and it's not brand new at all. Here it is, right here. The FCC's decision follows Federal Trade Commission guidelines that place similar restrictions on automated calls. Those are the guidelines and regs that took effect September 1, 2009, just so that you know. The new guidelines from the FCC, though, will apply to telemarketing campaigns from airlines, insurance companies, financial institutions, and intrastate telemarketers, areas in which the FTC doesn't have jurisdiction. So the Federal Communications Commission kind of made it look like, oh, this is all brand new. That was more of a public relations ploy than anything else, because they haven't really been doing a good job on stopping the automated phone calls. So that's why it came across that way. But this is nothing brand new. All they've done is taken laws that were already enacted by the FTC, put into effect more than 2 years ago, and added them to their regulations as well. But it's something that we've already been living with. So how does all this affect you? Well, basically, as you can see, it really doesn't make any change whatsoever to your current situation. Now, I know you don't want to hear this next part, but it's the honest truth. If you're auto-dialing consumers and you don't have explicit and separate written permission from the consumer to auto-dial them, then you're breaking the law. The fine per violation is $16,000. If you're auto-dialing businesses, you were not breaking the law before last week, and you're still not breaking the law now. The one thing that is different now is that we've got two government watchdogs instead of just one to be concerned about. Now, I want to switch gears and direct your attention to a legal opinion letter that I obtained at great expense from a very prominent Washington, D.C. law firm, and then we're going to go to another website that confirms what this letter states. The reason that I got this legal opinion letter was because I kept telling people, well, if you're dialing a certain type of lead, it's really not legal unless you get something separate in writing. They were hearing things from other people, and they wanted to believe what they wanted to believe. Most of them didn't get into trouble, but some of them did. It's kind of like speeding. Speeding is only illegal if you get caught. So this particular letter, you can see it on the screen now. Let me scroll up. This comes from Shanus and Peltzman Chartered. They're one of the more prominent law firms in the country regarding FTC and FCC law. The two things kind of go together. And it says, Dear Mr. Hendon, oh, by the way, it stated just a few months ago, we've been asked to provide a letter addressing the propriety of robocalls. Those are calls that you make with an auto dialer pursuant to the rules and regulations of the FCC and the FTC. It goes on, blah, blah, blah. You can find this letter on our website, by the way, at yourcashtoolbox.com. Just click on what's legal, and you'll see the letter. They're saying that this is based on their examination of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. That's governed by the FCC, and the Telemarketing Sales Rule, which is governed by the FTC. Okay. Consumers. You may not call consumers using an auto dialer or voice broadcasting system unless you have explicit and separate written permission from that consumer to do so. Now, let me explain what they mean by that. When you purchase what we call a business opportunity lead or an opt-in lead, that lead has said, yes, I want information about making money from home, and they give you their phone number, and they give you their email address. That entitles you legally to call them by phone one at a time. It entitles you legally to send them information via email. But if you want to contact them using a voice broadcast system or an auto dialer with pre-recorded messages, you've got to have explicit and separate written permission from that consumer to do so. And the companies that market these leads don't ask anybody that question, is it okay if somebody contacts you with pre-recorded messages? I guess because probably everybody would say no. Let me keep going. Whether or not the consumer is registered in the federal Do Not Call list makes no difference. Further, if a consumer has seen an advertisement for information about making money at home or operating a home business, and that consumer requests the information and gives their email address and phone number, that's what I just said, an opt-in lead, you are still prohibited from contacting that consumer with an auto dialer or voice broadcast system unless you have explicit and separate written permission from that consumer to do so. The fine imposed by the FTC and the FCC is up to $16,000 per violation. Now, that kind of nips opt-in leads in the bud in terms of using an auto dialer. If you want to keep on doing it, we will continue to ask for a disclaimer. We will continue to load the leads up for you, but it's your neck in the noose, not ours. Now, for businesses, you may call bona fide businesses using an auto dialer or voice broadcast system, whether these businesses are found in the phone book, newspaper, or internet, makes no difference. The phone number displayed with their business advertisement is a business number. So what does that mean? If you have a person that is in Monavi and they have a Monavi website and their phone number is on it,
that number becomes a business phone number, even though it's probably their residential number, and even though it might even be on the do not call list. It still is a business number for purposes of you contacting them with ideas on how to increase their cash flow. Now, let's go to that website, and I did a screenshot of the website because over here in the Philippines, the internet seems to work as long as you don't need it to work. So I wanted to make sure that we could all see this. This comes from DNC.com, and I've enlarged some of the Q&As. What is the TCPA? Well, again, that's the Telephone Consumer Protection Act of 1991. That was the first piece of legislation to regulate the telemarketing industry. It comes under FCC jurisdiction. What is the TSR? That's the Telemarketing Sales Rule, enacted in 1995, and it comes under Federal Trade Commission jurisdiction. Now, these are the only two laws and two government authorities that regulate and fine people for doing improper telemarketing. So you only have two governing authorities, and the only two bodies of law are the TSR and the TCPA. So there's another question here, and this is the most important one in my opinion. What about business-to-business calls? Now, I know that cash gifting is not a business, but when you're using an auto dialer to call people about ways to increase their cash flow and bring more money into the house, you're not calling and offering a recipe for a new stew. So it's more similar in terms of addressing this law to a B2B call than it would be to a consumer-to-business call. Business-to-business calls are not covered under the TSR or TCPA. And remember from the legal opinion letter, if you find somebody's phone number on their website where they are promoting a business opportunity, and that's what all of our leads are, active network marketers, then that is a business phone number. So it's really, really important. Okay. Now, if you've got any questions about this information, please make note of them because we are going to have time for some questions and answers. Jimmy, as the moderator, do you have any questions about what I just said? Did I make that perfectly clear? Did I go too fast? Did I go too slow? Should I stop talking now?
I'm just really shocked. That's about as dry of material as you can get, and you managed to gain callers instead of losing them. So I think the people on here are pretty serious about their activity. So I think it was needed information. I don't think there's any way to make that anything but dry. I think you did a real good job of it.
Well, thank you. And I didn't mean to come across so hard, but the only way to call a spade is by calling it a spade. So that's what I did. Now, I wonder if you could do me a favor, if we could change gears here for a second. I just received an email from a dear, dear friend of mine. He became a customer first, but my gosh, we've become good friends over the past year and a half to 2 years. His name is Rob. He's in Michigan, and he wanted to say something about your cash toolbox. Is there any way to just open up his line?
Yeah, Rob, if you're there, if you'll just press *6 to unmute yourself, please.
This is Rob. Can you hear me okay?
You bet.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Robi-Wan. I have to let you know that Robi-Wan is my Jedi master. So.
How you doing, bud? Thanks for having me on the call. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Sussy John, man, that guy can talk.
Yes, he can.
And he's doing a great job, too. I just wanted to point out, I guess kind of while we're taking a little break here, for nearly 3 years now, I've been using your cash toolbox, and our team and myself have been very, very fortunate. So I wanted to point that out to people that are on the call that, if it wasn't for Rich, I wouldn't be, and his team, obviously, I wouldn't be as successful as I am today, buddy. So kudos to you guys. John is absolutely right, and so is Jim. The combos, the service, everything that we've been experiencing. I've tried other suppliers, and I am here to tell everybody you don't need to go anywhere else. I've tried them. I've spent lots of money. My guys have tried them, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 leads, nothing. So good for you, Richie. Proud to be a member, buddy.
Hey, thank you very much. Okay,
my
go
pleasure.
Back to that beautiful wife of yours.
Yeah, she's dragging me away now. Great call, guys. We'll talk soon.
Thanks,
take care. My pleasure.
All right.
Okay. Guys,
Jimmy, what do you have next to stump me?
Okay, just so everybody knows, this is not just a lead testimony. Rich is trying to discuss some of the trials and tribulations we're having lately. And, you know, Rich, I've been hearing that some of the people aren't doing quite as well in CTS now as they were doing a couple years ago. And I know you can't speak for any other marketing systems, but, you know, regarding your cash toolbox customers, is there anything these people can do to maybe increase their success? CTFs?
Wow, that's an excellent question. Not the most easy to answer, but we have been getting feedback as well. What's wrong with these leads? They're not working the way that they used to. What have you done differently? Well, we actually haven't done anything differently, but your economy's just a little bit different than it was 3 years ago, and people are changing. 3 years ago, if somebody was listening to your telecenter number, they would be connected to an 18-minute message. 18 minutes. And some of them would listen to the whole thing and say, hey, call me back. But then about 18 months ago, my most successful customers, I call them my core 12, and because they've been so successful, I kind of guilt them into giving back and saying, you know, what do we need to do to make this better? Because people weren't listening to the 18-minute message anymore. They said we need to make it shorter. So with the help of a bunch of other smart people, I was able to edit that 18-minute message down to 6.5 minutes. That's the one you're currently using, most of you. And now we had process listening to the whole message and giving their name and number for a return call. But in the past 3 to 6 months or so, not as many people are even listening to that entire message. And there are several reasons for that. And let me state first that these aren't things that I came up with. It's what my most successful customers have told me. First of all, I'm in the Philippines, so I can say you guys are in the middle of a very depressing recession. It's interesting that they use the words depression and recession. I'm calling this a very depressing recession. You got high unemployment, lack of job security, huge changes to health plans and pension plans, and so many other money problems, and it's made the average American totally stressed, suspicious, and scared to death to spend a dime on something that's not a sure thing. Now, if it makes you feel any better, it's not just happening with CTS. All programs that have a high ticket requirement to participate are experiencing a down cycle today. Every high ticket program's attendance numbers on their conference calls is way down. For example, 6 months ago, a typical CTS Monday or Thursday night call, according to what I've heard, would have about 150 guests. The two calls last week had between 50 or 80. Believe it or not, most of those people were invited by our customers. Now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with CTS. CTS, under one name or another, has been around for, I think, 10 years, and they've got a fantastic system. It's the economy. It's kind of like if you have a fantastic car and you're driving on a beautiful sunny day and you're going 85 miles an hour, and everything is just fantastic. The traction, the control is incredible. And then you hit a snowstorm, and all of a sudden you can't do more than 30 because you can't see more than 10 feet in front of your face, and your traction is lousy. Does that mean something went wrong with the car? No. It's the outside environmental changes that have made it more difficult for the car to operate at full capacity. So what do you have to do when you hit a snowstorm? Or in other words, when times are tough and business is a little down? Well, you have to work a little harder and you have to work a little smarter. I was trying to think of an analogy. This may not be the best one, but I remember reading that when companies that harvest coal and natural gas have been able to get all the easy stuff, then they have to use these really complicated methods. I don't remember what they're called, shooting high pressure water and stuff like that, to get at all the other coal and gas that's in there. So when it was harder for them to get at the crop, that didn't make them stop. It just made them work a little harder and a little smarter. You can do the exact same thing with CTS using the tools that we provide. And the first thing I want to tell you, though, is stop looking for people that listen to the entire telecenter recording and leave you a message that says, "Hey, Jimmy, that's great. Can you just give me the address where I send the $3,500? Because it's not happening today. But you do need to understand something else. And let me click on for someone to join here. Okay. You need to understand that when a person receives your call from your auto dialer and, "Oh, thank you, Bill. Fracking is the term for gas grilling." Okay. We got people that are listening. Thank you, Bill, in Pennsylvania. If someone gets your call from your auto dialer and they live answer it and they push one to get more information, well, they've taken a proactive step because they want more information. If they didn't want more information, most of the time they wouldn't have pressed one. Further, if somebody gets your call on their answering machine, they write down your number, and then they dial it to get more information, that's an even bigger proactive step. It shows that they're interested. Now, once they're listening to your telecenter message, honestly, I don't think there's anything in the first 20 or 30 seconds of that message that would tell them, "Hey, this program's not for you." So they may have hung up, but it probably doesn't have anything to do with the message. Maybe something's burning on the stove. It's time to take Billy to soccer practice. Maybe the baby's crying. Maybe there's another call coming in. There's a million maybes. We don't know why they hung up the phone, but we do know that they took a proactive step to get more info, and that means that they are interested. So your most successful peers and I created a script for calling these people who didn't listen to the whole message. If you're really, really hungry, you should call everyone that connected to your telecenter number. Everyone. But if things are going pretty well for you, then you may want to set a minimum amount of seconds that someone needed to listen before they will call you back. Now, I'm going to put this script on the screen, and yes, we will be able to get you a copy of it. You just need to send an email to service@yourcashtoolbox.com. Now, this is the first time I've ever put this script on the screen. I've done role-playing with people that are having trouble one at a time, and after we do the role-play, they say, "That's great, but how can I remember to all that stuff to say?" And I tell them, "Well, I'm just reading from the script." And they go, "What?" And I'll say, "Yes, I'm reading from the script." So, Jimmy, can we role play here?
Yeah, I can be the guinea pig.
Okay, let me get a little drink of water here. And allow another person to join the call. We have almost 100 people here. That is so gratifying. People want help, and they're willing to go get it. All right.
You know,
Jimmy,
Rich,
the
before you do this, if I can just suggest something for you, if there's any way you can synthesize, or not even synthesize, if you can somehow make the information available that you just gave, because I know it took you about 3 months of patience with me to teach me that, and I must have called you a dozen times on it. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I'll be happy to. I have notes on all this, and I can actually send people the notes. All they have to do is send an email to service@yourcashtoolbox.com. And you are recording this call, so that means that people will be able to go to a website or call a phone number and listen to it over and over. So yeah, we'll have all kinds of way to get the information. People, the more successful you are, the more successful I am. So if you don't win, I don't win. It's just that simple. All right. Jimmy, the beginning of the script is very complicated. I'm going to say ring, ring, and you're going to say hello. Do you want to practice that a few times?
Okay.
Okay. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
Ah, great. Jimmy, this is Rich Hendon calling. I noticed you were listening to my pre-recorded message about getting cash to your door, but you didn't have a chance to hear all of it. I wanted to call to thank you so much for listening. And, Jimmy, I also wanted to know if I could ask you just a very quick but really important question. Jimmy, would that be okay?
Sure.
Thank you. You know, I talk to other people every day, and they tell me that the number one concern on their mind is their complete lack of control over their financial future. They're scared about the economy, and we all know someone who's lost their job. From time to time, do those concerns cross your mind too, Jimmy?
Sure, sure.
Well, I figured if you had a pulse and lived in the USA, you would say yes. Now, I want to share with you that when I was really concerned about my future, I was fortunate enough to be dialed by someone the same way that my system called you. They talked to me. They asked me to go to a website to get some information that would change my life. And, Jimmy, I thought if I had a dollar for every time I've heard that, but they were gently persistent. So reluctantly, after some gentle prodding from them, I went to their site, and nothing's been the same since. Now, this program is certainly not for everybody, and, Jimmy, it may very well not be for you, but if you're looking for a way to take back control of your financial security, I think you at least owe it to yourself to get that information. So if you agree, tell me when you have a pen and paper so that I can give you the website.
Okay, I've got it.
All right. The website is weareonaconferencecalltonight.com. That's weareonaconferencecalltonight.com. Now, it's going to take you about 30 minutes or so to go through that information. It's very, very helpful information, not a lot of fluff. So do you think that you'll be doing that tonight or tomorrow morning?
I'm not really sure.
Well, I can understand that, but sometimes when people say that, that means that they're a little bit concerned about their situation, but they don't really feel like doing anything about it. So do you want to get some control or not?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. Now, we've got to focus on this like a term paper deadline. Remember in high school, you waited till the night before it was due to do a term paper, if you were like me?
Yes.
All right. So, being your teacher in civics class, and you got a term paper due, you going to be doing that tonight or tomorrow morning?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, Rich. I'll probably do it tonight after the kids go to bed. It'll probably be late tonight. How long
late
is it going
tonight?
To take?
It's going to take you about 30 minutes. And I probably won't be working anymore tonight in your time zone, but tomorrow I've got a little bit of free time between 10:20 and 10:40 in the morning, your time zone. So if you do get to that site tonight, then I can give you a jingle, answer your questions, and help you determine if this is something that you should look into further or if it's not for you. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, I guess that'd be good.
Okay, so you're going to go to the site tonight. I'm going to call you between 10:20 and 10:40 tomorrow. You're going to be there. We'll chat, and we'll see if you should look into this further, correct?
Yes, I'll do that.
Terrific, Jimmy. Okay, have a great night and enjoy the site. Now, a couple of points. When somebody says, well, I'm not really sure when I'm going to get to it, you can't just say, well, all right, get to it when you get to it. I'll call you when I call you. You have to get them to commit to a specific date and time. And what I said to him was just a different way of saying, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you got. It's just in a different way because everybody's heard that. you've got to put the feet to the fire. And if Jimmy actually said, well, I guess you're right, I'm really not concerned about it, I'd say, okay, well, then I guess I'll go on to someone else. You know, something like that, kind of like a takeaway. Now, also, having a little bit of free time between 10:20 and 10:40, I might have the whole day free. But I, when you book an appointment with a dentist, if the dentist said, just come in any time today, the whole day's open, I think you'd probably look for another dentist. So dentists and doctors are very busy, which is a sign that they're very popular, which is an indication that they're very good. So I try to do the same thing. That's why I say between 10:20 and 10:40, or between 10:15 and 10:27, to make it look like I'm as busy as that dentist. And if you're not that busy, hey, it's a teeny, teeny little white fib. You've got to fake it until you make it. Now, I know that you probably heard a lot of people say it's not professional to use a script, but, and I'm not bragging about this, I'm just telling you because I think you need to know, it's been said by some very credible people that I used to be one of the best telephone salespeople in the country. That sounds so pompous when I actually say that out loud. I used to sell a program called employee leasing, and in employee leasing, you're getting a corporation to change their payroll services, workers' compensation, group health insurance, all their other employee benefits, how they handle their federal and state unemployment, and it's all put together in one package, and I did it by phone all over the country. People I'd never met. Now, when the employee leasing company learned that I was selling it by phone, they actually said to me, you can't do that. Nobody will buy these services without seeing you face to face two or three times. And I said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't read the book, so I didn't know that they won't buy the services. But I guess they didn't read the book either because they're buying them. You know, how dumb is that? So I'm only telling you this so that you believe me when I say that the true professionals use scripts. They just make sure that it doesn't sound like they're reading from a script. All right, now, important. If you remember at the end of that script, two things were accomplished. First, the prospect knew they needed to do something. Jimmy, what did you need to do?
I needed to go see the website.
Website. And they had committed to a date and time that they were going to do that. And then the second item was the agreed date and time for me to follow up with them. It's crucial at the end of every phone call that you establish what you expect the prospect to do next, get a commitment when they will do it, get a commitment and an agreement when you will talk again. We said the next morning between 10:20 and 10:40, and why you will talk again to see if we should look into this further. That's soft. That's a lot softer than saying to see if you should sign up. That scares people away. Now, let me share another gold nugget with you that you only get in the advanced course. You remember the important question that I asked Jimmy, the one about everyone that I talked to is worried about the economy and are they worried about it too? Well, there's a school of thought that teaches that prospects are automatically programmed to disagree with whatever we say. Jimmy, I know we can't actually open the lines and ask people that, but would you agree that it seems like sometimes if you say the sky is blue and it actually is, the prospect is programmed to say, no, it's green?
Oh, yeah, I think that's been proven over and over.
All right, because you're a salesperson as far as they're concerned. Now, I happen to agree with that school of thought. So to get the prospect in the proper frame of mind and really tell us the truth, sometimes you need to ask the question in a slightly different way so that when they disagree, they're going right where we want them to go. So, Jimmy, I'm going to ask you that same question but in a slightly different way. Hey, Jimmy, almost everyone that I talk to these days tells me that the number one concern on their mind is the economy, their lack of job security, and their complete lack of control over this terrible situation, I'm assuming that that doesn't bother you at all. Am I right?
You're right. It doesn't bother me a bit.
Is that what
actually,
you think?
Actually, no,
really
I've been having the same trouble as everybody else is.
Same trouble as everybody else. Okay. And normally they will be quite adamant because they have something they can disagree on now. And they'll go, no, you're wrong. It does bother me. Oops. They're right where you want them to be. So you may want to give that a try and see how that works for you. Okay. Jimmy, back to you.
You know, Rich, I'd just like to interject a couple things. First of all, I know there were a lot of people who weren't on the call when you mentioned before. This call is not in any way, shape, or form associated with cash tracking system. You know, Pat, Merv, none of them have really said anything. We're not trying to put ourselves out there. We are. But a couple things I want to mention is I've been guilty of exactly what you said, of not setting a date or a time for that follow-up meeting. And my visits to the website, people at the conference calls, and eventual success all suffered from that, and I think most of us can all agree to that same point. And the script is also important. I know when we were in the six-week action class, and that's why I brought up that disclaimer, one of the big things was we tweaked the script over and over and over until we got to one that you could use. And as a matter of fact, I'm a big fan of the phone dialer, or phone burner, rather, and you can bring the script right up on the phone burner if you want to use it, but I just thought I'd throw those out there. Oh, Rich, those were good ideas. Is there anything else that you can think of that we can do to maximize our success or maybe minimize our expenses?
Yeah, just a couple of things, and I'm going to try to go through this very quickly because I see it's almost getting close to the hour, and we want to have time for questions and answers. We have a trick that one of my customers in Ohio taught me, and I'm calling it a two-for-one dialing trick. Now, you probably know that we have weekly and biweekly subscriptions. And by the way, if you're not using our subscriptions, you're flushing money down the toilet. I'm sorry to be so crude, but that's exactly what you're doing. The subscriptions significantly reduce your price for leads and minutes. And yes, they do generate automatic reorders, but you can cancel a subscription at any time. Any time at all. And what's even better, if you keep your subscription for 9 orders, then you get a 10th order absolutely free. So there's really no way you can lose. But anyway, the idea is to get a biweekly subscription for whatever amount of leads and minutes you want. And like John said, 6,000 leads is what he dials, John Richards. So the week that you receive the order, and we load those leads into your auto dialer, you dial those 6,000 leads, and you dial them the second week after that. So you dial the same 6,000 leads back-to-back, first 1 week, then the second week. It's like getting the result of dialing 16,000 leads when, in fact, you only paid, I'm sorry, not 16,000. What's wrong with my math? I need my morning coffee. 12,000 leads. When in fact you only paid for 6,000. Now some of you might be wondering, well, how is that possible? Well, let me explain. When you dial 6,000 leads, about 3% of them, somewhere around 180, maybe a little more, a little less, are going to connect to your Telesena number. Why? Because you hit those people at just the right time. For some reason on that particular day, at that particular time that you dialed them, they were just completely fed up with their current situation, and that's why they wanted more information. I make an analogy to rice biscuits in an oven. And if a person's rice biscuit has not been cooked enough, they're not going to want any more information that day. But if you reach them on a day when it feels like their rice biscuit is burnt and scorched, you're going to have a listening ear. And about 3% of the people that you call out of that 6,000 are going to feel burnt and scorched in the oven of life. So with only 3% connecting the telecenter in the first week, that leaves you 97% to redial in the second week, And I guarantee you that 3% of those people are going to have an overcooked biscuit of life that week. So if you use this dialing trick along with the follow-up script that we reviewed a few minutes ago, you're going to definitely minimize your expenses and maximize your success. And no matter what, again, if you use subscriptions instead of individual orders, you're going to reduce your expenses, pure and simple. Jimmy, I'd like to mention a couple of new tools that we're going to be offering in the next few days if you think there's enough time. I'll be brief.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. First off, right now our subscriptions are combos. You buy leads in minutes. Now, there are a very few of you that use another dialer option, and that's okay. So to accommodate you, we're going to start offering a lead-only subscription. It's going to make the leads much less expensive than if you buy individual orders. So be looking for that on the website. It should be there in a day or so. And then a whole bunch of you always need to add minutes every week, buy minutes every week. We're going to offer a subscription for minutes, and we're going to drastically reduce those prices so that you can save more money there. Now, the other tool I want to mention is leads for emailing. I get a headache just thinking about this, and Jimmy, you and I have talked about this, so you know. For the past 9 months, I have been researching ways to make email campaigns successful. When you do an email blast with a typical email company, you have no idea how few of those emails actually land in the inbox. Most studies show it's between 10 and 20%. So you send out 1,000 emails, maybe 100 to 200 get in the inbox. Well, I talk to every email guru on the planet to see how this poor delivery rate could be fixed. And without getting into all the boring details of all the different things that need to be done, I want you to know that I now have access to some very, very pricey software that achieves an inbox delivery rate of as high as 75%. And in addition, I've got email addresses of active network marketers with active websites today. And because those email addresses were taken from their marketing website, they're business email addresses, so you're allowed to send them an email, even though they didn't opt in, up to once every 90 days, according to canned spam. Why am I telling you all this? Well, my independent programmers that find all my leads for me charge me almost 50% less for an email lead than for a phone lead, almost 50% less. So what I'm offering, and this is going to be based on your response, is to sell these email leads for almost half the price of a telephone lead, but also take care of sending the emails for you. Now, you're still going to receive the lead file because the lead belongs to you, but to keep you from wasting your money, we need to make sure that your emails get in the inboxes, and we're going to take care of that for you, just like we do the auto dialing, but the charge for that service is going to be a whole lot less than it is for the auto dialing. However, before I make the huge investment to tie the knot on that software, I need to know how many of you would be interested in getting these email leads. So, sometime in the next 1 or 2 days, if you have an interest in this new tool, please send an email to service@yourcashtoolbox.com. That's service@yourcashtoolbox.com. And please put emailing in the subject line and then just put yes in the email. And depending on the number of positive responses we get, we'll either go full speed ahead or we'll table it until a further time. Well, Jimmy, I think it's probably time to go ahead and open up the lines for questions.
Okay. But, Rich, you know, before you do that, everybody here probably knows Jesse Bystrom, who does the call occasionally when John and I, or Tom and I, are not doing it. And I know that you know him, and he's got a previous commitment, but he gave us a number to dial so he could speak to everybody. Can you dial that number yourself, Rich?
Yes, sure. If you think we have time, I'll go ahead and do that. Let's see.
954.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it.
Okay.
Okay, it's going to start to ring in just a minute. I love technology.
Hello, my name is Jesse, and I've been asked to share about my experience with your Cash Toolbox lead. I could not make it on the live call tonight due to a scheduling conflict, but you are listening to a recording I made earlier in the day, and I wanted to share that I've been in the program for about 2 years, meaning Your Cash Toolbox, buying leads from Rich, and I've also been involved with the CTS, or cash tracking system, now for almost 2 years as well. I've built the majority of my organization with Rich's leads, ordering them from yourcashtoolbox.com, and I have complete peace and full assurance that these leads are fully compliant with the telemarketing and robo-dialing laws that are in effect. I know that each lead that I'm calling is a business listed phone number, and if you have an understanding of the do not call list, the do not call list does not apply to any member that is business listed. Each of these leads I've known is directly connecting the phone number that of the person I'm calling with an online business that they are currently involved with, and it's been taken from the internet to make these leads compliant to call. So if you're new to Your Cash Toolbox as your lead source, you have my full recommendation as someone who's been using them for 2 years with no problems whatsoever and had much success to be credited to these leads and building my network and my organization through voice broadcasting. So highly recommend them, and I hope you all have a great call tonight and get all your questions answered, and you have the peace, assurance, and full excitement that I have about the activity and using these leads with voice broadcasting. It's an excellent tool to build any organization and take you wherever you want to go in terms of success and financial freedom. Thank you so much, and bye for now.